Don Levitard.
I know what you like, and I give it to you to make you a junkie so that you're listening and you can't help yourself on the stuff that I got to force feed you. But I know what you like, and I'll give it to you sparingly just to get you addicted.
Stugatz.
You'll stay right there addicted, and every once in a while, I'll give you smack that you don't like, but that you need. It's medicine you need. It's the whole formula. We know what you like. It's why you're addicted, even though you hate that part of the show.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Levitard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Today on ESPN Daily, Antonio Brown reunites with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Mina Kimes joins us to talk about Brown's impact on the field, ongoing issues off the field, and how he landed in Tampa. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
People are sick of the Cleveland Browns. They're sick around here of Mike talking about the Cleveland Browns, Mina Kimes talking about the Cleveland Browns. I believe there's been a backlash against Mike Ryan's right. beloved Cleveland Browns.
Right. Thankfully, on the daily, they're talking about Antonio Brown, a different type of Brown. I'm not sure if you were half listening there.
I was half listening. When I heard Mina Kimes and Browns, I know that you and her talked about the Browns. And I know that
I catch it. You know me, man. Catching a lot of flack for loving a sports team. What can I say? I'm a sports guy, man. I have certain teams that I like more than others, and I like to defend them at every turn. Sorry.
I don't think it's catching a lot of flack for being a sports fan. I think it's your face. I think it's just your face and your voice.
Yeah, general tone, too.
All fair.
Yeah.
All fair.
But Christine Lisi is the opposite of whatever that is. She brings sunshine everywhere she comes, except when it's cruelty and dark and it has to do with a rooster killing somebody accidentally who was investigating a cockfighting ring.
The rooster wasn't investigating.
I said investigating someone who was investigating.
It seemed like there was a private eye rooster.
Tough segment.
I made it a murderous rooster yesterday, not a private eye rooster. Christine Lisi, please continue.
And finally, Jon Stewart is heading back to television to host a current affairs series for the streaming service Apple TV Plus. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Why'd you make that face, Mike? Because she threw in a plus in there, Apple TV Plus. And yesterday, you and Mina enjoyed. You had a great deal of fun today making fun of me with Mina and that Browns podcast where you annoyed everybody.
We still are trying to get people to it. It wasn't a Browns podcast. It was wide-ranging topics. But yes, part of it was making fun of you for calling Apple TV Plus, Apple Plus, because you sounded old, making it ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. But we were wrong, and we owe you an apology. And Dan, I'm happy to announce on today's postgame show, you are getting that apology.
Okay. Wow. I'm looking forward to that.
That's how Dan was trying to get people to go to the podcast, Mike, because you guys were making fun of him.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Well, I feel like, again, a little heavy-handed with my face and my Browns fandom and people don't like me.
General
I feel
tone.
Like it's become canon for the show, and I think I'm generally likable, except when I talk about those things, which is all the time.
It is a funny thing, right? Because I do believe that fans always find other fans of other sports teams to be annoying or strident. If you ask anybody listening to this, who is the most annoying fan base? You will get an assortment of obnoxious nominees. But Mike Ryan gets so fired up. Basically, anytime this conversation happens, and again, I do think it's Mike's voice and Mike's face and Mike's tone as well. But anyone getting fired up about their team, it's like looking at somebody else's baby pictures. It's like, I know you love your baby pictures.
Right.
And I know you love your baby, but very few of those baby pictures are things that most of us want to actually see, and we have to sort of grin our way through it. It's the same thing with a sports fan's passion and allegiances when they don't align with yours. And Mike has absolutely turned this into a Cleveland radio show.
You'll say to yourself, that's what I look like when I'm rooting for my team. That's what I look like at the height of my Jets fandom, and I don't like what I see at all.
I know, but if
I don't like what I just heard,
I don't like what I hear either. Speaking of people who want to be heard, though, here is a tweet from Coog. Levitard Show beating this Tua song BS into the ground like a dead horse.
You don't get the show.
786-456-4837. If you want to sing any Tua songs, we are happy to do so throughout the entire week, really. I don't know that we're going to have many opportunities to do it, but maybe if he has a good game Sunday against Aaron Donald, we can continue to beat this dead horse. I want you to imagine me, okay, on a horse that has collapsed to death because I weigh too much, okay? I've been hitting this horse. I've been whipping it. The horse, its legs are splayed to the side, all four of them, and it's on its torso because it has been beaten to death by both this conversation and my weight, and the horse is dead, and I just keep beating it. 786-456-4837. It's long past dead. It's been dead. The horse is now just the skeletal remains of a horse. And I continue to thrash it, wanting performance out of it. Bobby, you're on ESPN Radio. Go ahead, Bobby.
Klitschko, excuse me. Two plays on Sunday. Two plays on Sunday, and the Finns can't be stopped.
I like that.
Oh, we're getting there.
I like the sneeze more than the song. I like that. That's really good, though. I don't know that we're going to do a lot better than Emmanuel Ojo, but Klitschko is pretty good as far as sneezes. Athletes who smell like or sound like sneezes go. Jay Fire, continue to beat this dead horse with us. Jay Fire, go ahead.
It takes Tua to make the Finns go right. It takes Tua to make Fitzpatrick cry. Hit it. I want to start Tua now. I'm Brian Flores. I came for first downs. I'm not internationally known, but I'm coming for the coaching throne because I'm not stupid. My call's courageous. Stay away from Tua. This COVID contagious because I'm the winner. Gase was a loser. To be an HC is what I choose up. Players love me. Fans adore me. I mean, the Belichick tree, yeah, it's all me. Like, one day I'll win Super Bowls. The reason why? Man, Tua throws. Let's go, cuz.
All right, so we've got a problem here. We've got Chris Cody with a double thumbs up and Tony coming in with a thumbs down. So who is right on this? Billy, you want to be the arbiter here? A thumbs up from Billy. Tony, your hip-hop snobbery is such that, yes, that was an incredibly stiff sort of starch rendition of Fast Lyrics. I understand that they were not good enough for you, but there was some effort involved there.
There was effort, Dan, but all I have to say is, you check.
Oh, wow. Okay. a good counter.
If Tony's a hip-hop guy, I have another pre-recorded hip-hop offering from one of our listeners we can get to.
Let's do it. Do you like it? Like, is it bad or is it good? Because you like the bad sometimes more than you like the good.
I don't know. If fans of Juan Pierre are really going to love this one.
KP.
Tua ready. What? Tua ready. What to already for y'all?
It's very limited, but we recognize it.
Well, so is the source material, Dan.
I understand.
I feel like the songs are getting better, though. I mean, the listeners are really, it took them 4 days, but.
If you, what you mean by better is that they're getting worse, you're absolutely right. But getting worse is better around here.
The Dolphins got Tua Tagovailoa, the greatest quarterback in the land. He was sitting on the bench just waiting for his chance to get in and show the world what he can. Now, when Tua gets in, Miami goes wild. Everybody knows he can throw about a mile. Didn't make sense not to put in Tua, especially since they already spent all that moolah. So far, he throws so fast, he runs so much great about this quarterback. You'll never catch him, you're too slow. You'll never intercept his throws. Hey now, you're the starter to a Tagovailoa. Dolphins fans have been waiting for a quarterback just like you.
So worried. I am so worried. Yeah, you got to go
the
Tua
there.
You
got to
go.
It
was so there for you. I'm also hoping that Aaron Donald doesn't smash his mouth because I'm really concerned about this going on for another week. I deserve that. I totally deserve that.
Dance, puppets, dance.
Smash Mouth is what he went. I will say this, though, in my meager defense.
There's no defense.
The worse that these are, the better that they are.
You sure?
No.
Ted, you're on the air.
Go ahead,
Freddy
Ted.
Freddy Adu. Yeah,
oh, thank you. I'm sorry, Freddy Adu. I missed Freddy that. Yeah. I talked over Freddy Adu, 14-year-old soccer star who's now 44. Thank you.
There's some O in this house. 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 Said rookie QB starting this week. But what AstroTurf makes is run out game week. Woo! Yeah. We thought and took a Vialoa. Qualify rap bust the scene. Or dial up the fullback screen.
Yes.
Yeah. We talking like a Vialoa. Bob Man Russ trying to beat him up. And the Cox with the blitz pickup. Eli's hands up in his face. To a throw to touch and lots up the play. Yeah.
Please stop.
No, don't stop.
Please stop. Just stop. Just get out of here.
He's been on hold for 4 hours.
Ethan, I'm going to kill him with this fullback screen line.
He was pretty good. I strolled in here at 7:15 a.m., and he was there.
He's been practicing for 4 hours, and that is the best version. He hung up the phone and was like, nailed it.
Dan Le Batard.
Dan is getting to his microphone real quick. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Stugatz. I appreciate it. My apologies. I had to run out for a moment.
Stugatz.
Did you eat something?
I did. Yeah. I grabbed some turkey. Yeah. Okay. You can hear it in my mouth.
Yeah, you made it seem like you were doing something urgent and said you were just suffering.
I was doing something urgent. Yeah. I went upstairs and grabbed some turkey, and then I ran back down here. I'm sorry that I'm late. It's very unprofessional.
Why do you have an entire turkey leg in your pocket?
I do. I walk around here like it's Disney World with one giant piece of turkey at all times.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive, celebrating 8 years of donating cars to veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. If you missed any of the show, you know what? Sorry. It's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Conversational talk.
Yes, thank you, Stugatz. Yeah. At some point, we will learn this and do it correctly. But if you've been following the things that we've been doing away from the terrestrial 2 hours that we do here, you've got a Big Suey and you've got a Local Hour that are going out every day. You are familiar with Shane Bacalata and Harry the Horse. They're very popular. Incredibly popular, and they are doing a radio, sports radio, that is groundbreaking, and it's no news, no politics, just sports. And so they exist in this world of the Big Suey and the Local Hour, and we have, in real life, someone who is clearly mimicking them, our friend Tony Rizzo, the guy that we have feuded with in Cleveland before, Stugatz, and we feuded with him, but not the producers. He says our show is exceptionally produced.
Yes.
I listened to Dan's show while I was in Florida last week, you know? I listened every day, came out in the afternoon. He's got a good show.
He's got a very good show.
Oh, it's impeccably produced. I mean, oh, goodness. That is like a training show for kids on how to produce radio.
They like it playing that sound, the impeccably produced producers.
I mean, he's right. I mean, they're great. We stink.
And so Tony Rizzo thinks we are a product of only our exceptional, extraordinary production. Do we have any other Tony Rizzo sound? What was the occasion that he decided that he was going to fight people at Buffalo Wild Wings?
I got to find that because I pulled it up, but it was distorted because we did some sort of bit. Oh, what was that game show that we did where we distorted the voices and people had to guess the take based just off of the content? It's actually a pretty good game.
All right. Do you want to just play it distorted for no good reason other than the fact that we're impeccably produced and we're not properly produced for this segment?
Sure.
Great take.
Solid. We will find the version that doesn't sound like that. So Tom Rizzo, though, I've got to explain to people. I corrected it before anyone else could
correct me. Yeah, that was why I went, ooh.
Well, but because we're impeccably produced, I wasn't prepared for the Buffalo Wild Wings sound to come out that way. So I'm a little rattled and stuck, and this is what happens. All of the mistakes that I make are based on trying to filibuster here while others are getting ready to do their job. Every single one.
Maybe not every single one.
That's a bit unfair.
I am 100% perfect at all times, and the only mistakes you hear on the air are when we are not impeccably produced. So, because I got to keep talking.
You were not filibustering at all when you thought Dante DiVincenzo was from Europe.
I mean, that is true. Fair enough. That is the one mistake you got me on. Otherwise, I am totally perfect. Okay. But at the moment, though, if you're familiar with Shane Bacalata and Harry the Horse, you will be amazed at how Rizzo is not Tony, not Tom, how he is basically just on ESPN Cleveland. It's kind of hard to believe it, but this is how they're going, ESPN Cleveland.
Stand by for an important message from Tony Rizzo regarding 850 ESPN Cleveland.
Why we don't talk politics. Over the past year, we received a ton of fan feedback asking us not to talk politics, and frankly, I'm relieved. For 15 years, we've devoted ourselves to talking about everything, sports, news, entertainment, pop culture, including politics. But political discussions have become so toxic, divisive, and hateful. As of today, 850 ESPN Cleveland will no longer talk politics. If you're interested in political coverage and commentary, here's a list of stations that do it well. WTAM, News Talk 1490, WCPN, and WHK. As for us, we welcome fans of the Browns and Buckeyes and anyone looking to escape the never-ending political bickering. We are 850 ESPN Cleveland.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So straight, that talk. So straight. Just sports.
No contract and definitely no compromise.
That is life. All compromises. What do you mean that? No, that is a total compromise. Like, never mind everything that's happening in the world right now. Total compromise. Straight talk. That is life imitating art right there.
I have never heard a promo that promotes other stations.
It's look, go listen to something else. We understand.
Here's where you can go.
These times are so tense. We understand some of you may want that. Not here, though. Here are some of the other places that you can go. That's unbelievable that exists in 2020.
Don Lebatard.
Stugatz, if you give him the choice, Stugatz, you can have the very same thing one of two ways. You could get it honestly or you could steal it. He'll always choose stealing it.
Stugatz.
Well, it's the quicker path. I mean, it's just, you know.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Lot.
All right, we finally found the Tony Rizzo sound of him asking, I don't know what the context was for why it is he was willing to fight somebody at a nearby franchise restaurant.
The Browns went 0-16 famously, and a bunch of upset fans planned a parade.
At which point we tried to plan a parade for the possible second 0-16 that ended up getting squashed when they won a game, correct? Didn't it? One of those times we were trying to plan a parade ourselves.
We actually did execute that parade. We staged it inside a KFC restaurant across the street from a rival radio station, and we made it all about celebrating Jim Mandich because of his perfect season. We executed that one. We tried and failed to do a dumpster fire parade around Marlins Park. Like, there was a lot of stuff going on. I think there was laser projections.
No, hold on a second. Mike, I think you've got your history wrong on this. Christine, we'll get to you in a second. First of all, we did at a KFC a show. We were trying to celebrate a winless season, but the Dolphins actually won a game and ruined that parade.
Right. Greg Camarillo ruined that entire thing.
Yes. Yes, but that was a partial parade that ended, I think, at a flooded KFC. But one of those Cleveland seasons, we were trying to do a national parade. You're talking about a different one. The Marlins dumpster, where we actually thought about going past the stadium, the ballpark, with a dumpster that was on fire. That we couldn't execute for other reasons.
Waste management.
It was hard to get a dump truck, I think, is what it was.
We had kind of like a procession of dump trucks planned out, and then that fell apart, and people were volunteering their dump trucks.
What made us thought it would be easy to get dump trucks?
What makes us think it would be hard is the verb tense you were going for there. Let's go ahead and play the sound of Buffalo Wild Wings' Tony Rizzo.
If you're one of the people out there that is planning a parade for 0-16, I will fight you. Come down and see me right now. I am at Buffalo Wild Wings. You're going to celebrate my misery for 4 months? That is the loserest of all loser moves I have ever heard in my life. How dumb is that? Who thinks that's a good idea?
Tone, I don't know.
No, who thinks that's a good idea?
Some people have a sense of humor.
I don't want you on my team. I want winners, and I want people that want to win. I don't want people that celebrate losing. If you're one of them people that are planning this parade, you better stay the hell away from me, my show, and my family, because I will fight you.
Judging by the applause, they were staying away.
They seemed like they were a little bit at a distance there. I'm sorry, Christine, we got distracted again. Please have at it.
And finally, 20 to 25% of people are immune to hangovers. Who knew?
Immune. Is that right? I did not know that that was that high. I put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Did you know that 20 to 25% of people were immune to hangovers? So we've been talking around here about the Borat movie, and I haven't seen any numbers on how successful this has been or hasn't been for Amazon Prime, but I imagine it's the first really explosive. Amazon Prime has spent some money. Like Julia Roberts has a show hidden there. They have thrown some money at some things, trying to get some things off the ground. They have plenty of money to throw.
That's crazy that Julia Roberts, an A-list actor, has a show that's hidden there on Amazon Prime. Because you're right, there's a lot of good TV hiding on Amazon Prime and other places, by the way.
Courtesy of Variety, Borat 2 was reportedly seen by an estimated 1.6 million U.S. households over its opening weekend.
Is that a lot or a little? It's a lot if you're a streaming service trying to get people to your streaming
households
service.
Households is interesting because a lot of people share passwords. So it's very difficult to get an accurate number.
But that doesn't sound like very much. No. I'm assuming that if Borat was trying to open in a theater, that would be a disaster. Just merely a million people.
I mean, a Prime subscription annually, what is it, $100? I think they raised the price. And it's a lot. It's a lot. This is a Two Americas type deal.
No, but I'm just talking about a million people. Like, I don't know what the measurement is for success there. A million households. Fine. I don't know how you measure the success there. So I'm a bit illiterate as it comes to the numbers because I don't know what that industry would consider a success in order, because this is getting a huge amount of attention. Amazon Prime as a channel, as a content distributor, I don't think has gotten this particular buzz on anything it's done. But I saw him being interviewed by Colbert. And without spoiling it for you, much of this has made his way excerpted into the mainstream. There is a scene with Rudy Giuliani that puts him in a compromising position, an awkward position. But the making of that scene, for those of you who do not know, Rudy Giuliani ends up on his back, either tucking in his shirt, according to him, or touching himself in front of an actress who was playing Borat's daughter as a journalist after, he had asked for her phone number and they were talking about, having a drink in another room. All of that as context. At the end of that, what happens is Borat, in one of his ridiculous costumes, runs into the room, Stugatz, saying, no, no, take me instead. Don't take my daughter. Now, you get one shot at that scene, and that is the scene of the movie. Like, that is what it is that they're trying to get to,
right,
by way of building up the story until we get to that position where you are shocked, right? They've taken some of the steam out of it. They needed it for publicity. But you would have been genuinely shocked if you'd been watching there and all of a sudden you hadn't heard that Rudy Giuliani is in this position. But in order to make that happen, Stugatz, Rudy Giuliani has security. Rudy Giuliani had a trained police officer who sat at the door during that interview, making sure that no one would get into the room where Rudy Giuliani thought he might have been alone in the room with the female journalist. But hiding in the wardrobe in a closet, and it's the wardrobe, Stugatz, that was built to be 6'5" because Borat is tall. He is hiding in a room, in a closet that is dark, and Giuliani's security made a sweep of the room when he was in there in this costume. What? I want you to imagine the kind of fear that he had to be in that outfit, in the dark. And then the only way he could communicate, he was telling this story on Colbert, the only way he could communicate with anyone doing the interview, you get one shot at this, Stugatz.
I know.
You get, once Giuliani's gone, you either have a shot for your movie or you don't, because he's not going to come back. So you have to get this right the first time. He is in there, and the way that he's communicating with the director and people, because he can't see anything, he's in a dark room, he can't hear things. The way that they're communicating is by cell phone and by text. And he looks at his phone while hiding in that outfit, in the wardrobe, in a dark closet, and he sees 3% battery on his phone.
Oh, no.
Done some digging to put these numbers more in context for you. Now, the way that they chart this is only off of TVs that are connected to the internet, so it doesn't take into account mobile devices, which is obviously a large chunk. There are 155 approximately members that subscribe to Amazon Prime around the world. So Amazon put out a statement that tens of millions of people watch this. And while 1.6 doesn't sound like a lot, 1.6 million households, say there are average four people in a household, you each have them paying $10 a movie ticket, that actually is an impressive box office number.
Okay, cool. And I'm guessing it's the biggest thing that Amazon Prime has done in terms of getting a bump and attention for what it is that it's doing. Netflix, the reason Netflix doesn't pay any taxes is because they're pouring all of their money back into the content. I assume Bezos has so much money that he does things like this in order, like he's got so much money that he could just create studios and create content this way. But if you're telling me that's a success, I believe you. I'm assuming, just, I saw Tom Hanks has a movie there that I'd never heard of. Tom Hanks has like this Navy movie that looks like it costs
exclusive
a ton of money.
To Apple TV Plus.
But like Mike said, I think with their metrics, the way they're doing it, that is a successful venture for them.
You understand what I'm saying,
I guess
though?
The most successful would be how many new subscribers did they get to the platform
of this. That is the measurement I'm guessing that they're looking for there. But I want you to hear me. Tom Hanks has an enormous Navy movie that is action-packed that many of you may not have heard of that's simply hiding on Apple Plus.
Dance, puppets, dance.
I love A-list actors that have stuff that are hiding. I mean, it's weird. What a weird time for TV.
Don Levitard.
Let's go, Islanders. Bump, bump. Bump, bump, bump.
Stugatz.
Let's go, Islanders. Bump, 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 bump.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Casper, the sleep company with outrageously comfortable products at not-so-outrageous prices.
Find the post-game show where you will get me being apologized to. One of my favorite things. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Is one of Dan's favorite things to be apologized to? Roy, why were you why were you shaking rotisserie chicken Pringles at us? Like, where did you get that? Why did you get that? For whom did you get that?
I went to Publix and I just happened to see this can of Pringles that's rotisserie chicken flavored. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to try it out.
But why?
No.
Have you tried it yet? Or are you going to have it on air? I would like to, in that microphone, let's make good use of the fact that you have the best microphone of any of us here. You've got a windshield. Let's see what we've got here in terms of you. I want you to. All right. Rotisserie chicken Pringles.
It can't be good.
Put this on the poll as well, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Would you buy a brown can of rotisserie chicken Pringles? Is there something about that on the aisle that you would find appetizing? The artificial, because I'm assuming it's not actual rotisserie chicken that they're rubbing on their chips.
That's a good assumption.
I'm assuming that it's somehow some scientists in a lab are trying to create however it is you arrive at the artificial ingredients that taste like rotisserie chicken.
But if you're in Publix, just get a rotisserie chicken.
Regular Pringles and a delicious rotisserie chicken, and if you must, make a tiny little nacho out of it. But I don't understand why you would get the artificial flavor. So what is the verdict? Did you make a mistake, or did you make a good purchase?
It tastes just like rotisserie chicken, and I made a mistake.
Yes. Pringles side note. Can we make the can a little wider? I can't get my hand in there.
Totally agree with you.
But it's because your hands are so fat.
It's not. It's made for like small children. They need to make an adult-sized can for adults.
A little life hack for you, Chris. Turn the can up like this.
Nah.
But then all the Pringles come out, man. No. Chris is right. Make the top bigger.
All right, put it on
the poll. Over the cover.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Does Pringles need to make wider lids on its cans?
I just assumed he opened his mouth like an anaconda or a cartoon cat eating pancakes.
That's what I do. I have to do that because I can't get my hand in.
It's because you've got freckled fat fingers. That's the reason.
I feel like the freckled part was unnecessary there, but thank you.
It's necessary for context.
Let's update the polls here. Stugatz at Lebatard Show is where you vote. You could do it all week and all weekend.
The Twitter poll at Lebatard Show is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Did you know that Chad Henne is a chief?
All right, the whole week we're doing, evidently. In 2 minutes, we're going to do the whole week of polls. Let's do it.
I was blown away by this. 84% of the audience said no. Did you know that Lou Holtz was coaching at NC State in 1974? That's how we started the week.
You sure this wasn't 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. 80% of the audience said no. Is it a compliment to call a person the cooler version of Dana Holgorsen? 70% of the audience said no.
This has the same effect as like a time capsule right now for me.
Scarier, Derrick Henry running at you or DK Metcalf running after you? We got nearly 20,000 votes on this one, man. 61% of the audience said Derrick Henry. I think they're right. That guy... How are you, Budge? Hold on, let me scroll up here.
Well, didn't he just injure a linebacker, a hit on the goal line? Didn't he send a linebacker out for the Steelers just by trying
to
tackle him?
That was so violent.
So violent. I mean, anything colliding with him is violent.
Do you need to say, spoiler alert, if you're talking about the song playing in the end credits of a movie? Dan did that. He spoiled it for everyone. 81% of the audience said no.
It never ceases to surprise me whenever Derrick Henry gets pushed back.
Are we being terribly unfair to Buda Baker? 62% of the audience said, yes, we are. Would you buy your kids the Elton John Barbie doll? 74% of the audience said no. Scroll up, big fat white face. Come on, white face. Here we go. Would you yell at a nun in public? 75% of the audience said no. Have you ever yelled at your parents in public? 71% of the audience said no. Who wins a staring contest? Mike Tomlin or Frank Robinson? Tomlin, 82%.